And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Rob Brooks from VeralDana. It's the beginning of flu season, and that means you've likely been asked about a dozen times in the last month if you want a flu shot. Some employers, especially in healthcare, have decided that flu shots are such a good idea that they're requiring their employees to get one. These employers believe that mandating flu vaccination protects customers, patients, and coworkers from getting sick. These employers also believe that mandating flu vaccines reduces absenteeism. But many employees are pushing back. Some employees claim that employers don't have the right to make them undergo a medical procedure. Others claim that making them receive the flu vaccine violates their religion, pointing out that many vaccines contain products derived from animals such as pigs, cows, and chickens, potentially dangerous. They point to the fact that some people have severe reactions to the flu vaccine, such as allergic reactions. These people also point out that some versions of the flu vaccine contain harmful substances like formaldehyde, aluminum, and mercury, one of the most toxic substances on the planet. And still other employees argue that the flu shot doesn't work, since each year's shot is just a guess by the vaccine makers as to which of the dozens of flu strains will be circulating this upcoming year. So before you decide to wade into this highly charged area, it's best to do a cost-benefit analysis of whether mandating vaccines makes sense for your business. And before punishing an employee for refusing to receive a flu shot, it's best to get some legal advice, because these employees could be protected by laws that apply to religion, disability, whistleblowers, union status, and private medical information. If you have a question about this, you can contact me or another member of the VeralDana Labor Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.